So let's dissect this out, so to speak, a little bit more in terms of this primary metastatic. So let's talk about the patient who presents with a primary colon cancer, relatively asymptomatic, and surgically resectable liver mets. How do you decide between starting systemic therapy, surgery? Can you go in and do both procedures at the same time? How do you approach it?
The answer is, generally, we will give that patient systemic chemotherapy first. The exception is if you have a patient with a tumor that tends to be a centrally located tumor, meaning that, as we both know, there are some patients who actually progress on systemic chemotherapy. They don't respond. They don't have either stable or responsive disease. I always ask myself the question, if this patient were to progress on chemotherapy, could they get out of bounds? For example, they have a tumor that's near two of the three hepatic veins, and if they were to grow, it would then involve the third. In that scenario, I've actually sometimes taken the patient and done their liver resection first. Then they get systemic chemotherapy, and interestingly enough, their final treatment is resection of the primary. So that's a very small subset of patients, but those are the sorts of thought processes we're now going through when we evaluate these patients who present with stage 4 disease.